USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free.
President Biden's comments on Thursday at the White House as the president announces new COVID-19 mandates. The president unveiling a plan that will require vaccinations or at least once a week testing for companies with more than 100 employees. Also under the plan, all federal workers must be vaccinated. Healthcare workers at Medicare and Medicaid participating hospitals will also be required to get vaccinated. The president also calling on doctors to reach out to people they care for and tell them to roll up their sleeves.
I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot.
USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The 2021 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady and the Bucs finished last season as Super Bowl champions, while the Cowboys missed the playoffs after competing most of the season without quarterback Dak Prescott. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. Arrests are made in the identity theft targeting Florida condo collapse victims.
Three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they could face up to 30 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New details on the research that was going on at the Wuhan Lab of Virology.
The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11th.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function
research. I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying naturally things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain of function.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Anheuser-Busch is expanding its disaster relief and preparedness efforts to include those with four legs. The brewer, teaming up with the American Humane and Red Cross to launch its Prepare for Your Pets campaign that will run throughout September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.